Lily was here, and they were alone. It was as if God himself had brought her to him so he could tell her to be careful with Jason, to prioritize her safety, her happiness. If he fell back asleep before he could bring it up, and she went back to a miserable marriage without confiding in anyone, he would never forgive himself. "I don't want to bring this up, but I know you. I know you don't miss anything, especially when it comes to Jenny and me." Lily's words made Matthew open his eyes, and he watched her step closer until she sat at the other end of the sofa, only a couple of feet away. While she had always been so comfortable here, as if this was her own home, she was perched at the edge of the cushion, her hands fisted on her knees. "Jason has never acted like that before. He's never grabbed or hurt me, or talked to me so cruelly. I don't know if it was the shock of Catherine's illness or..." She shrugged and looked down at her hands, her back stiffening, and he wanted to reach out and rest his hand on her shoulder. "I must have done something wrong, and I need to make it right, Matthew. I want to be a good wife and mother, and the best way I can do that is to be with my husband." When she sniffled and shook her head, Matthew took her hand, in spite of his better judgment. He wanted to tell her to stay in Heart Lake, to stay safe in her childhood home with her sisters to watch over her and Catherine, where he would be close as well, as always. But that was selfish. Although he was sincerely concerned for her safety as well as her happiness. What might happen if they spent time together? Time to see if she could ever consider him as more than a big brother who used to put band-aids on her scraped knees or held her hand when they crossed the street together. Why hadn't he ever told her she was so much more than Jenny's little sister to him? A marriage involves two people. He has to be committed to you as much as you are to him, and as far as I know, you've put him first. Always. Every breath made Matthew wince, but he kept speaking, as if he might never have the opportunity to say the words again. "It's a testament to your devotion to your vows and to God that you're giving him another chance. But you have to take care of yourself, too. You have so many people who love you and want to see you safe and happy, so make sure you let us know if you need help." Lily was staring at him, her eyes wide as her mouth fell open. Matthew had never wanted to kiss her so much.